And we'll go now to sailing. An emotional 7-month circumnavigation of New Zealand is over for an American solo sailor, Elena Connor, who sailed into Auckland's Princess Wharf yesterday, accompanied by a flotilla of yachts and a waka. A former foster child, her 7-month voyage was to raise funds for New Zealand teenagers in care. The journey was a change of tack after her goal to sail around the globe was interrupted by COVID-19 and she found herself stuck in Tauranga. Elena Connor is on the line now. Kia ora, Elena.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Well done on a remarkable achievement. How are you feeling having knocked that one off?
Thank you so much. I'm not really sure how I feel. I'm thinking about what's next, and I'm still thinking about all the young people that were there and just buzzing yesterday, thinking about the opportunity they'd have to go on the Spirit and go have a sailing adventure themselves.
So you raised quite a bit of money, didn't you? $40,000, and that will enable young New Zealand teenagers to go on Spirit of Adventure. Is that right? Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so we've raised a little over $43,000, but still just kicking off our Auckland fundraising. The goal is to raise enough money for every young person who's aging out of care, so turning 18 this year, wondering what's next with their lives, to give them the opportunity, if they want, to go on the Spirit of New Zealand on their 10-day life-changing journey.
And is that what drove you in perhaps some of the trickier moments that you had when you were going around New Zealand?
Absolutely. I think in the back of my mind at all times was my grandmother, who was, when I was in care, the one person who always showed up for me. Even though I couldn't ever live with her, she always encouraged me, told me that I should go after my dreams and believed in me. And she passed away during COVID and I was apart from her. So I always felt her spirit sort of driving me forward to make sure these young people here understand that they're amazing and they're believed in and they're worthy of support. So that always kept me going, both her advocacy for me and then also my belief in these young people I've met around the country as well.
Tell us some of the challenges of navigating around Aotearoa New Zealand. Are there parts that are particularly difficult?
Yeah, absolutely. So we did a figure of eight around the North and South Islands. And I say we because I travel with my little 4-kilo dog. And so the figure of eight around the North and South Islands meant that we needed to go through the Cook Strait twice. Our first passage through it was a bit hairy. Our second one was really mellow. But still, just the currents and weather at play there and the way the wind sweeps off the land makes it quite a tricky place to navigate. And the same is true down in Fiordland as well.
You mentioned your dog, but you had a pet rat as well, or a rat on board that you became a pet?
Yeah, you mentioned hairy moments. Well, one of the hairiest moments was that when we were on a swing mooring in New Plymouth and Taranaki, a rat came and swam aboard, chewed its way in through the screen of a port light, and lived aboard, stowed away for 3 weeks. And it was 3 weeks of just mess and disaster. It chewed through wiring on my boat. It made quite a mess, but eventually I think it ate some poison, and I haven't seen anything from it in a couple of weeks.
So what you mentioned, what next? Still waiting for the world to open up before you can do what you originally wanted to do, which was sail around the world solo. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'm still really convinced that that's the goal for me more than ever. I love sailing solo. I love the challenge of being out there. I also really love racing, so I'm not sure what will come next, but I'm still committed to doing a solo circumnavigation and to continuing to use my sailing to raise awareness for young people and foster care.
You didn't sail all your life, did you? You came to it relatively late?
I did, yeah. I only started learning to sail 7 years ago.
So what prompted you to learn to sail?
I had the opportunity to take a trip in the Mediterranean. A boyfriend of mine won a trip through work, and I went on the trip. I was sick as a dog, but absolutely loved it, and I came back knowing two things. One, I wanted to break up with the boyfriend, and two, I really wanted to learn to sail, so I went after that.
And it's a lifelong passion, sailing now?
It definitely is, yeah. I feel like the ocean gives me everything. It gives me more self-confidence, it gives me strength, it gives me peace and joy, and that's really what I want to pass on to these young people through this voyage for voices, giving them an opportunity to experience those same things that I feel out there on the water.
And you said you're still fundraising in Auckland?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be in Auckland for the next few weeks at least. And as we traveled around the country, we've spoken in schools, to youth organizations, in yacht clubs and other organizations. So I'm definitely looking for anyone who's interested in either bringing kids down to the yacht to check it out or having us come around and talk to them about our mission and what we're up to and our
fantastic adventures. Eleanor, thank you very much for your time. Eleanor Connor there, who's just sailed around Aotearoa, New Zealand.